Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Sturdivant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Beal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. P. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to third. Keogh moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Connell scores. Keogh moves to third. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bright reaches second base with a double. There goes Tasby trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Nixon, who tags Tasby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturdivant bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. One out. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green bunts towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Green steals second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Connell moves to third. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Dave Sisler now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bright hits a pop-up towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators 2. And Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.